Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 block. Well, let's go ahead. And we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott-Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution. Because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touchscreens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip-hop. That is hip-hop.
That is hip-hop, and of course, welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 2, verse 37. What is man? Well, real quick, man is an acronym, an abbreviation. Music, activism, news. And, of course, for those online, you can feel free to use that 646-478-0944 phone number. That's the 646-478-0944 phone number. What we will do is get to that one number, which is 216-205, and then we'll get to 440, of course, 205 again. So there are two of you all that we'll get to shortly, but I want to give you time enough to at least, you know, digest what's coming up. Disclaimer number one, there are only three disclaimers before I get to the phone line. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for all the info you receive. Disclaimer number two, you might hear something you don't like, but don't blame Bar City Music or Blog Talk. You can call 646-478-0944 and blame Boogie, me direct, and I promise you I'll do my very best to listen. And disclaimer number three, press one to talk. But Blog Talk, and you got to remember this, Blog Talk Radio is a worldwide entity and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't wish to speak, stay silent, and I'll put you back on hold. But I do hope you do get a chance to talk. So with that being said, let's go to that first one. That's a 216-205. That's 216-205. You're on with Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What's going on?
What's going on, Mr. Porter? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Me and the boys wanted to request a song to Blame Boogie, and hopefully you can get it on for us.
Okay, I'll do my very best to do that for you. And what else is going on?
Nothing. It's a cold night here in Cleveland, Ohio, so we're trying to stay warm, and hopefully everybody's doing well. And we wanted to say peace to you for everything that you do, and we greatly appreciate you, sir.
Oh, well, we thank you very much, and we will look to get that request on for you. We appreciate you and the boys as well.
All right, we standing by.
All right, peace. I'm going to do my best to get to everybody as quickly and nicely as possible. I'm going to go to this 440-205. That's 440-205. What's going on with you this nice evening?
Mr. Porter, it's Alexander Erdy.
Oh, wow. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We missed it last week, you know, but I'll tell you what, I just came back. I spent a week in Las Vegas, Nevada. We were at the largest auto parts exposition in the world.
Wow.
All of the Las Vegas convention centers. And mind you, this is, we're talking 10, 15 times the size of that pop stand they call the IX Center.
Wow.
We're talking the auto industry and manufacturing is booming around the world.
Okay, good to know that.
It's going on. To give you a size of the show, 150,000 people from around the world came to visit this exposition about manufactured products. And we're not even talking about another 15,000 people from the exhibiting companies. So you had 165,000 people. That's half the size of the city of Cleveland. Where is this economic activity happening in Northeast Ohio? It isn't. It's
okay.
Everywhere else.
You've got a couple of minutes to speak on that. Your take on it.
My take is?
Yes.
The government leaders have walked away from manufacturing and good jobs for the citizens, and they've just decided to divide up whatever government money and get their hands full and forget about the people. But the idea that manufacturing is booming, people were coming up to us from around the world wanting to buy our products.
Wow. It is really a messed up subject, but it's a truthful one. So I'm going to ask you, what do you think should be the next step?
The next step on what topic? On where? Northeast Ohio or manufacturing?
Yeah, right on Northeast Ohio and definitely on that manufacturing part.
Here's the whole point. Yet, if you want something, you have to be welcome, okay? Like if you throw a party at your house, you have to welcome your guests.
Right.
You want companies to come here, you have to welcome them. Not ask for a bribe, not try to threaten them and squeeze money out of them, but make it easy. Let them slide into town, set up and start doing business. And let's take East Cleveland, at one time, a high-end neighborhood with rich people and lots of jobs. How many new car dealers used to be on Euclid Avenue there in East Cleveland?
Wow. You're right.
A lot.
Wow.
Why are they not welcome anymore?
Go ahead. What? That's why we need you to call in.
That's, but on the other hand, the citizens also have to want those jobs and say, I want to work in a factory. I want to work for that company. I want to make that product. I want to build something. And I'm going to show up every day, and I'm going to do that. But what I wanted to bring up here is the size of what a real exposition is to attract people around the world. It's not one little hotel on a tiddly piece of land in downtown Cleveland so a few guys get rich, okay? You got to think about this. They had to have 170,000 hotel rooms for those people.
Wow. Yes, that is true.
And don't forget all the taxis, thousands of taxis, buses, monorails, you know, what we would call the rapid line, to move these people. You had to feed them. How many steaks? You had an infrastructure there. You had a city that works.
And I'm glad you want to share that.
We met people from Norway, Iceland, South America were coming up to us. Tell us about your products. Okay? And they were mostly interested in our plants located outside of Northeast Ohio.
Well, I do appreciate you for definitely sharing that. Because I have three other phone callers to go to, I'm giving you 30 seconds to wrap this up and add to it.
Wrap it up. If you want good jobs, you got to make the companies welcome. That's it. I'm listening for the rest of the night.
Thank you. And what I'll do is definitely, I'm glad you'll be with us on that because we need some more expertise from you next week as well. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Al.
Oh, man, we can see that this show is going to be very nice. As a matter of fact, I want to check and see what's going on with this 216-990. You're on live. That's 216-990. What's going on with you this evening? 216-990. And I appreciate you for just calling in to listen. We have nothing against that. I'm going to go to this 216-288 phone number. That's the 216-288. You're on live. What's going on with you this evening?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
We got
I'm calling because I was calling concerning one thing, but the caller that just preceded me has really opened up a can of, I would say, worms or whatever you want to say. I almost said a can of whoops so-and-so. That they the term they use on wrestling terms. But he's telling the truth because it just dawned on me as he was talking that in East Cleveland you have 13,000 registered voters and only 2,000 and some people voted. Apathetic. And you have the big RTA land sitting right down there that employs people. And yet you wonder what happened to the mayor of East Cleveland and why can't the mayor and his council have a meeting with RTA and insist upon them hiring some of the people that live in East Cleveland. You see what I'm saying? Many opportunities. But
yes,
it's apathetic in East Cleveland. That's why it's dying slowly on the vine. And also, I'm thankful to you. I just want to give a shout-out to the Good Karma Foundation because I just heard that we're on the board, and apparently you are also. And I want to give a shout-out to Karma Delane because she's doing a good job trying to set up foundations also to help the citizens of Ohio, I would say of Cleveland. And thank you so much. Keep up the good work. And I'll now bow out and grace to listen to the program. But
no
Cleveland,
problem.
East Cleveland, wake up because you're dying on the van. Have a good one, sir.
You too, and thank you. As a matter of fact, I appreciate that. And now, before I do anything else, let's go to 216-772, 216-772. You're on live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Al Porter. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. I just got off another blog talk radio. My name's Don, and Marva Patterson and Dave Patterson were on. And they were talking about all the issues and affecting local Clevelanders, you know, regarding brutality and home foreclosures and ways to connect and get together. We're going to meet on November 23rd at the Martin Luther King Library for a coalition building seminar with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. And, you know, so this is just another part of the struggle. Hopefully we can find a way forward on these issues of racial profiling and people losing their livelihoods from some greedy bankers, you know.
I feel you on that, and I thank you very much for calling in. Anything else you care to add?
Well, Al, I think we're getting together tomorrow at East Cleveland Police Station.
Yes, we are. It's the Enough is Enough March Against Police Brutality tomorrow at high noon. That's Cleveland Standard Time. Address is 14340 Euclid Avenue in front of East Cleveland City Hall, for the simple fact that Eric Woods, Dominique Woods, two brothers, handing out free cell phones, the Obama phones. East Cleveland Police Department showed up, beat them, destroyed property, and then when pressed about it, the police said they were still in power. But the cops didn't even ask to find out that the two young black men owned the house they were using. Two college-minded men. So that's tomorrow, 14340 Euclid Avenue in front of East Cleveland City Hall.
I'll be there.
I look forward to seeing you, Brother Don.
Thanks,
Thank
Al.
You so much.
All right.
All right. This is one thing I'm going to take the time to go into real quick before getting into a track or something like that. I just want to definitely go into, like, the hot topic of the night and get that out the way. We'll only take a couple of minutes. And, again, I thank you because this proves it's the fastest night that I think fastest hour on radio. So I just wanted to say that Imperial Avenue, two Tuesdays ago, which was October 29th, 4 years later, was the tragic 4 years memorial for the Imperial Avenue murders. First of all, you had major media coverage, which hasn't been seen in that area since the tragedy. That was in part because the Imperial Women Coalition founder, Kathy Ray Coleman, realized that you have to invite large names to garner media attention to problems and plights. To this end, she invited both mayoral candidates, Zach Reed, Ken Johnson, and other high-profile speakers such as Yvonne Pointer, Laura Cohen, Cheryl Wagner, Christine Wilson, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Khalid Samad, and others, like clergy members and activists. There were a few family members that were notified, but problems arose because quite a few said they had heard nothing about it. And although it's been held for the past 3 years, some family members felt left out of the planning process. Some felt it was too political. In my experience, sometimes, especially in an election year, you need to bring in elected officials and those seeking office to make demands and see what they will do to help change the situation. They also bring media to spotlight your cause. Now, the problem that I saw was that all family members should have spoken first. Again, that's my honest opinion. All family members should have spoken first so that media and others would have heard their demands. There should have been an APB to all family members so none would be left out. That led to frustration because a lot of you and a lot of us didn't even choose to hold the rally on the lot where the house was demolished. And the reason a lot of us didn't choose to hold it there was because last year, a lot of people there, we felt it was sacred ground, i.e., you know, just the same way as grave sites and everything else. But if everyone had met, we would have known each other's feelings, since a few family members didn't seem to mind. They even voiced that part. There's also frustration because, I got to do a self-plug on the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. I have a profile picture of the sheriff's hat, and I've covered on there, and even sometimes you can catch posts on this show. And on the west side, there's a beautiful memorial for Castro's victims who are still alive. But on Imperial Avenue, there's a mound of dirt with a few rocks in a circle. Now, because of the media attention, activists, citizens, clergy, and even at that time, candidate Lancey pledged support. This brings me to something that happened because 2 months ago, on Man in the Streets, also on my Facebook page, I reported that Tanya Carmichael and Nancy Cobb's families had filed a lawsuit against the Cleveland Police Department for not attempting to search for the missing women and making disparaging remarks. But a federal judge, we got to remember that, a federal judge dismissed it, calling it frivolous. But since, and this is what's important, since it's their rights, they were in the midst of filing an appeal. But Mayor Jackson's office mailed a letter to them threatening legal action should they continue using their constitutional rights. Now, that's frustrating in itself. You know, what I'm going to do is go back to the request that was made and throw on something because it mentions a little bit about that towards the end. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's 646-478-0944, and we'll do it like this right here. Thank you.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave, ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street.
Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJS.
Don't blame it on
GMS.
All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolateri. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Sunshine.
the party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Please don't blame my mama, because I got to give it up to her. She's the greatest secretary in the whole wide world. So I got to say thank you to mama for backing me up. We're getting ready to get into a little bit of a controversial subject, controversial artist. But before that, I want to let people know, should they choose, they can definitely use Blog Talk Radio and type in Bored and Restless Radio, correct spelling, or Corrupt Radio. Let them know you heard it from, of course, Al Porter Band in the Streets, D-Max. And then you can also use the same phone number, 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Hood Talk 2 Radio. That's on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. National and international politics broke down to a local level. My man E-Max the Image and the Royalty Roundtable. And then, of course, it's Hood Tunes Radio. Definitely check them out on a Saturday night. That's Cleveland Standard Time. Music Business 101. Regional artist as well broke in. So we just want to let people know that. And I want to get into a subject since I'm very thankful and I have a little bit of time. But before I do, I need to check and see what's going on with 216-334. That's 216-334. You're on live. What's going on with you?
Hey, Al. It's Marvin Patterson. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What about you?
Oh, I'm holding my own, being strong, very blessed. Just wanted to call in and say I'm so happy that you're on, and I'm so happy about your subject matter and what you're discussing, and just more power to you, Al.
Thank you so much. Hey, I'm giving you a couple of minutes. What's on your mind? It's an honor to have you on.
Well, I just wanted to talk about our upcoming program that we're having with George Friday, November the 23rd. She's coming in, and we will have this meeting, this program. It will be at the Martin Luther King Library, and that will be November the 23rd. That's a Saturday, 11 to 3, at the MLK Library, 1962 Stokes Boulevard. And it is a civil rights strategy meeting. And I hope and pray that all can attend.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate that. And again, what time, where?
It is 11 to 3.
Okay.
At the Martin Luther King Library, 1962 Stokes Boulevard. And that's in Cleveland, Ohio. And it will be a civil rights strategy meeting. We will all gather together to try and build a better strategy so we can have a better community and we can make sure that the laws that are already on the books are empowered to assist us as citizens. We need to start stepping up. And we need to make our... Okay. We need to make sure our people we vote in office is accountable, are definitely held accountable.
I am so thankful that you called in and said that. And the reason I can say that is that I'm very thankful because it had a little bit to do with the next subject I was going to talk about. So thank you so much.
Okay, Al, you take care.
You too, and definitely since she brought that up, we need to talk about something real quick, and I just want to go back in time and say that according to the Lansing Tribune, yes, his own newspaper that he put out, the Lansing Tribune, Faith, Hope, and Love, 1 Corinthians 13:13, Nick Jackson, Frank Jackson's brother, in the midst of being called one of America's poorest city, Nicholas Jackson, has been making over $100,000 annually for the two decades that his brother has served at City Hall. Now, the Black Contractors Group and the American Center for Economic Equality had been calling and begging Mayor Jackson for jobs that would go directly to minority contractors. which exploded last year when over 500 people, including myself, took over City Hall steps. With more crime on the street, we not only became a tense, violent city, but we sat by quietly as the Horseshoe Casino, Metamark Convention Center were built and downtown flourished. Since Imperial Avenue, the city ignored the cries for a real missing persons unit. Now, the mayor, our current mayor, who was reelected, and his safety committee of council people have all but ignored 137 shots travesty. And the African American Museum roof was ignored. But I'm going to be fair. You might not hear me say this too often, but I'll say right now, and you can put me on record on this, none of this is Mayor Frank G. Jackson's fault. Again, I'll repeat it. None of this is Mayor Frank G. Jackson's fault. It's our fault for not getting out en masse and demanding our rights as taxpaying citizens. There were a few rallies with 200-plus people, but not enough consistent follow-through. We didn't draft up our own laws, and definitely we didn't even consistently warn politicians that they were about to lose their job, and we did not support each other's causes. But it is easy to sit on Facebook, and it's easy to gripe on the phone, but it's hard to complain about your leaders when you haven't done your job. And if you want to know if we've done our job or not, let's take it all into account and accountability that basically every incumbent that was running won re-election. Now, I'm going to play, quote-unquote, a radio edit of a track, and we'll get into why I'm playing it in just a moment because it's another subject, but it's like time for us to take responsibility.
Hey, yo, y'all really got to understand something, man. Come after lame-ass beginning, man. What the fuck y'all niggas got to offer us? You expect us to come down to your level and fight to be the king of this mouth? Are you kidding me?
Stand up, morphic is hurt. Stand up, morphic is hurt. Stand up. Morphic is back on the block, still cooker than that Pyrex pot. Sell a 5 for 10, trying to make the shit shake. Push rhymes like weight, and I make the best take. I'm a baker, bet the city is my kitchen. Betty Crocker status, and the dudes here snitching. On prison music, I bought you my rendition. Taught you how to be your MC. Stand up, Morphic is back on the block, still cooker than that Pyrex pot. Sell a 5 for 10, trying to make the shit shake. Push rhymes like weight, and I make the best take. I'm a baker, bet the city is my kitchen. Betty Crocker status, and the dudes here snitching. On prison music, I bought you my rendition. Taught you how to be your MC, and you didn't want to listen. Now dudes in line to do cuts with me. Pay me when the session begin, and then they can't tell me. Flip a tube, see your beat is on cable. Check for the anthology video, cause it's unstable. Meaning off the meat rack. Last dude battled me, went home with an ice pack. I'm finna see if y'all really focus. Jay-Z said it to come.
They still don't understand where we going with this. You know what?
With it, I rock like John Mayer. Take your money out your pocket and put your hand in the air. Now play the record like you just don't care. Speed effect, 30 plus years and I'm still here. I should be incarcerated on crack. Stats say beat effect should be whack, but not a chance. Black picture Morphic is the side of the lack. Freeway scene, key maker in the back now. I'm the first on the block with the cheese, and I'm the last on the block to leave. You gotta know I got a trick up my sleeve. Next vet coming out of the cleave. Trees in abundance. Everybody in attendance get a up JC t-shirt after I'm finished. You can smell what the beat effects cooking. 20 MCs on the way to do Brooklyn.
Don't make it crystal clear.
Get busy, I'm first stopping at Biggie's gravesite. Tell him I'm avenging him tonight. Big's mama should have got like royalty checks. As many times you quoted the man's line. See them New York cats are scared. Only cause they won't do what I'm prepared to do. I'm prepared to do all our wars. With the biggest dude moving units out of the store now. beat sicker. This is an analogy. Be the sick and tired, but dudes kick in reality. I'm a survivor trying to get runs house. Of course, Big's brother, so don't think that I don't love New York. You say you Jordan a recording? Guess what? Jordan about 60 with his back hooked up. You claiming that you don't write? That proves to me that the world's greatest rapper is lazy.
Hey, yo, you know what? You ain't even got to say nothing, though. Turn the sound up. Hey, yo, I'm going to let your man talk to you for a minute. Pandemic forever.
Play that track. I had to play that track simply because Luxury Store Barney's New York was accused of racially profiling two black customers. Trayon Christian sued Barney's after being accused of fraud for using, of course, his debit card to buy a $349 Ferragamo belt in April. Kayla Phillips filed a notice to sue after she was stopped by detectives outside the store after buying a $2,500 Celine handbag. Now, although it's hard for me to feel for those of us who, like, spend money on frivolous items in exclusive places that may not want us there, that's beside the point tonight. Barney said they would investigate the matter. And, of course, Reverend Al Sharpton's Action Network said they were going to meet with the store manager. Now, let's add the Jay-Z factor. That's why I played that last track. A lot of people have asked Jay-Z, who is, of course, in partnership with Barney's for the holiday season, to step out from that deal. Now, the big-time OG rap mogul feels he is being unfairly criticized and demonized, and that he's waiting for thorough investigations. He also points to the fact that he won't make a dime working with Barney's, but his, of course, Sean Carter's foundation will get 25% of all sales from the collaboration that will go to college scholarships. Now, in fairness, that's a good thing, although the collabo still promotes his name of his company, his name as an artist. But Jay-Z does point out he spoke on Trayvon Martin, he supported President-elect Obama, and spoke out on social issues. But in fairness, it's funny that he didn't have to or chose not to wait for, as he stated, an investigation before rush to judgment in those cases. So that's why I had to play that last track and just bring that and bring us up to speed a little bit. I also wanted to throw out there, since I didn't get a chance to do it, I wanted to say thank you because the Creator has allowed me to be able to, we'll be, you know, retiring a couple of tracks this evening from our top 10, which will become very understandable in a little while, but I'm going to take at least about a minute and a half to let you know that from a Monday to a Monday, top 10, starting from number 10 all one way to up number one spot, number 10, of course, Monica Phillips, number 9, Rise and Fall from HJS Music. Number 8, because of the controversy, hey, FJZ, radio edit from, of course, our own Beat Effect. Number 7, 137 Swish Fam remix that we may get a chance to speak on why it jumped up there out there in the streets, especially what after what Jeff Johnson had mentioned at the Hip Hop Workshop a couple of Saturdays ago. Number 6, Conquer from Varsity Music, the Conqueror track. Number 5, Black House Sounds, of course, because they did offer a free show at the Dew Drop In, which was a blessing for artists and others to come through. Number 4, Emax the Image, Varsity Music. He invaded and conquered voice and radio the past week. Number 3, whatever, 1008 Vision and HJS Music. As a matter of fact, Jeffrey Johnson, the councilman, who, of course, re-won his seat, he stayed to hear that track at the Hip Hop Workshop. Number 2, We Will Do Better by HJS Music. And number 1 was Cleveland Get Ready, of course, Woody and HJS Music. And the reason that I have to point those two songs out there and say thank you because the Creator allowed a blessing. I just said what was on my heart. And it was very interesting that you had things that happened, such as 75 people plus at a Black-owned Black Crime Incorporated meeting And, of course, our headquarters is Shameless Plug, but it happens every Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., 14660, the intersection of Lee Road and Euclid Avenue, right there on the corner of Lee and Euclid, McCall's Meeting Room, first floor, and that's every Wednesday, and that's, of course, 7:15 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, but over 75 people heard that performed live by Brother Woody, myself, performed that track of Cleveland Get Ready in front of 100, Little Africa, 5,000 people at Cleveland State University, Faith, Hope, and Love event. Heard that. This track was on the news during the elections weekend. Put in about 20 clubs during, of course, Election Day weekend. Labor Day parade, 3,000-plus people heard that track. At different cookouts, it was counted about 3,500 people got a chance to hear that. Canvassing at Election Day weekend, 5,000-plus people. So, of course, we'll be retiring that particular track after the season, but it just lets people know if you do what you're supposed to do, certain people start to pay attention in all of that. And because of what was said, I just want to go into a little bit, because it deals with everything from 137 shots on down, and say that two Saturdays ago, the 145th Hip Hop Workshop was held at Cleveland State University. And it features strong performances from, of course, workshop sponsors, Black House Sounds, who earned the free promo of America's Next Top Spitter, because they announced that that following Friday night from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., corner of Euclid Avenue, Ivanhoe Club, do drop in, between the Sportsman and the Chinese Food Spot, they would hold free performances for artists to come through and others to enjoy themselves. And that was a nice give back that they did. And then KYYM, hey, she not only had a strong performance, but she received the other one, the other copy of Kent's America's Next Top Spitter DVD, because she brought the most people with her at our family event. That's what you're supposed to do. So we thank her for that. Others included who were there, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Better Off, 1008 Vision, Weirdo Spaz, Zaytona, both of those last two names, dancers, Lavelle Thomas, who spoke on the I Love You show that he's planning for June of 2014. Nav One, Solo Poet, Inferno, First Class, Alex Moore, Stone the Butcher, Osage, Suave Gotti, Johnny G, radio legend. And personality brought heat as he told the crowd not to be fooled by our current president and not to go for the same lies from current Mayor Jackson. He spoke on his history with 93.1 FM. Early to mid-70s with Lynn Tolliver. And later on, of course, it led to words from Silver B, who led the hip-hop for Barack and backed Mayor Jackson and was and still does radio since the 70s. Thank Monolithic, Zenith, Inc., who also sponsored the hip-hop workshop as Black on Black Crime Incorporated's hip-hop workshop, donated a $30 item. So we had two items at that 50-50 raffle, because what we do, Black on Black Crime, we don't charge for the services that we provide. That's the one thing, because the creator does not charge us for the services that the creator provides for us. So with that being said, Hood Famous TV, which sponsors the workshop, was there. General Donald Brown was there to thank hip-hop for supporting her run in War 10. She let people know how powerful hip-hop is as a powerhouse when it comes to election issues. Case in point, even when she didn't make it to the general elections ballot, hip-hop placed her in a position where she ended up being listed as a person who had endorsed Councilman Jeff Johnson for Ward 10. Alongside a picture being on his literature, my name was on the flyer, but not since the days of Virgil Brown had there been a Republican placed prominently as an endorsement for a major Democratic ticket. And as a matter of fact, incumbent Councilman Jeff Johnson was the first council person to visit a hip-hop workshop from Cleveland. Now, Barbara Thomas, Nate Martin have visited from East Cleveland, but Councilman Johnson was called out by Revolutionary member Bill Swain for violently snatching the mic from Don Bryant during questioning about 137 shots at a community forum and not being in the limelight on issues. Surprisingly, Jeff Johnson said that after McGinty's decision, he would go back to his original position that the 13 officers should be fired and should face criminal charges, as well as the need for activists to be on the outside kicking down doors. Now, Johnson did say at the time He will actively promote the hip-hop agenda. Ronnie B did his hit single, Whatever, in front of Johnson. His Major Tapp's mom took the time to feed people lasagna, garlic bread. But I want to say definitely that we have to be able to hold any politician to what they say. So with that being said, there will be, like, judgment on what's going to come out of that monolithic-style lawsuit that Don Bryant put out there for current councilman of New Ward 10, Jeffrey Johnson. And also, we'll see who stands up and who doesn't stand by the campaign promises. But like I said before, it's on us for a follow-through. So here's a track I'm going to take the time to retire. You'll understand why when you hear it. And, of course, that's Al Porter from Man in the Streets. And just letting you know that. And we thank you very much for what's going on. And for being there with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Beat Effect.
Kid Lancy, we will go get her with faith, hope, and love. We will do it better. Kid Lancy, we will go get her with faith, hope, and love. We will do it better.
Cleveland, get ready. There's a change of coming.
Yes, it is.
We are Team Lancy, so just get on board.
Get on board.
With faith, hope, and love. And when we are finished, we'll just thank the Lord.
Kid Lancy, Cleveland's go-getter. With faith, hope, and love, we will do it better.
People, get ready for a change in Cleveland.
A change.
We're gaining supporters from the West End.
Yes, we are.
We have a plan to be the voice for the people.
Yes, we do.
We're doing the most for those who have the least.
Ken Lancy, Cleveland's go-getter. With faith, hope, and love, we will do it better. Ken Lancy, Cleveland's go-getter. With faith, hope, and love, we will do it better.
Ken Lancy's the hope for the future of Cleveland.
Yes, he is.
Frank Jackson has failed us for the last 8 years.
Failed.
We offer faith and love for our people.
Yes, we do.
When Cleveland is troubled, Ken Lancy is. So Cleveland, get ready. There's a change of color.
Get on board.
We are Team Lancy. Just get on board.
Get on board.
We'll face hope and love. We'll do it better together.
Yes, we will.
And when we are finished, we'll just
raise your hands now.
Thank the Lord.
Cleveland, get ready. There's a change coming.
Amen.
So, of course, I think that means we'll be retiring a couple of those tracks, so that means there'll be some new tracks coming up. I just want to let people know we're big on information around these parts, so I think I need to let people know that, of course, should they choose also Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m., of course, Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, NewsTalkCleveland.com, WERE 1490 AM. It's the Art McCoy University of Common Sense. And, of course, SOTC tonight, 89.3 FM. That's WCSB.com. That's the Cleveland State University radio show, 1 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. I do want to let people know that from, of course, 1 to 3 a.m., don't be surprised if you don't hear something else that's very different from myself and a couple of other artists working together. Then at 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. tonight, the award-winning hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block. That's WRUW.org, 91.1 FM. Before I trample out of here, I'd like to thank everybody who stayed around. I think I might have touched on a subject that might have got a few people offended. That happens when they begin to play a little game here and there. Things get shut off here and there. And that's a beautiful thing because it lets me know that the Creator is allowing me to do the job that I'm supposed to do. That being said, I want to definitely say that tomorrow, 5 p.m., Cuyahoga County Council at the Justice Center, 1200 Ontario. Black contractors, others will definitely be there. Be heard from Cuyahoga County Council, and that's 1200 Ontario, 5 p.m., Justice Center. Ask where the meeting's being held. There's a new project for the downtown hotel that's owned by the, of course, by our county. And June 14th, construction is supposed to be ended, but they want the input on what should happen, as well as jobs, everything like that. It's time to go there, get in there, voice your opinion. And while I have a little bit of time, less than a minute, I just want to say I thought it was a big blessing because at 15453 Euclid Avenue, of course, it was OPN, People's Community Center. Of course, last Monday, Al Porter Man in the Streets went out there, canvassed alongside Brother Ern Smith in Ward 3 Tuesday, 13 hours from the 10-ward poll. Then stopping by, of course, to see what was going on at Jeff Johnson's office briefly, and then heading back to the OPN Center for the official watch party with my big brother, Barbarino, King Swisher, Elder Alonda, wow. And just being there with my people on that one. And, of course, the past Saturday, shout out to OPN headquarters with Sorelli Floss, the All-FMC, Cypher, America's Next Top Spitter, Ladies of the Land featuring DJ Coco Z, the Mixed Mistress, Young Shooter, Businessman Black, Eric Wilson. And it's a blessing to be able to get out there, represent what it is that we do. I thank you all, as always, for your support. And who would have thought that Councilman Jeff Johnson would have called into Al Porter, Man in the Streets, a couple of weeks ago? Yeah, take a hard question about the red light cameras. Come to a hip-hop workshop, being roasted over the coals and agreeing and admitting 13 cops should be fired and face charges, grabbing a personal copy of America's Next Top Spitter DVD, that's on the Facebook page. Yeah, hip-hop helped out a lot in the tight Ward 10 race, but the thing is, always follow up and make sure that your elected leaders do what they're supposed to do, or else you're just talking. So since this name was brought up earlier in the show, let's go by a little bit of legacy. Mama, the language.